It's 12:06, and it's time for our midday interview. I am Pat Marriott, sitting in for Jamila Erickson. You could not possibly know this, but we're listening to a cut from Lori Rubin's new CD called Do You Dream in Color? And that is by way of introducing the new gallery show in the MC Ernie Gallery at WHQR called Dreaming in Color. And with me for the next 10 minutes are a couple of the artists whose works are on display in our new gallery show. Mark Weber and Cameron Batanides are both here. They're both got pictures on display, and they are also there are pictures also on display by a third artist, Heather Divicki, who could not be with us today. Cameron, hello.
Hey, how are you?
Let's say that again with the mic on.
How are you doing today?
There we go. Much better. And Mark, how you doing?
How you doing, Pat?
Fantastic. I didn't get the switch quite up in time for Cameron. It's great to have you both here. I've been looking around the gallery this morning, and these are great pieces. You know, we have wonderful, lively shows at HQR, and we've had some particularly lively ones this summer. These are just absolutely wonderful. This show is going to run until September the 20th. It officially opens on Friday evening with our fourth Friday gallery night with wine and cheese and meet the artist kind of thing. That all happens from 6 to 9 p.m. on Friday evenings. But you're welcome to come up in advance if you'd like to have a look beforehand if Friday evening isn't convenient, or any time during business hours. This is at the MC Ernie Gallery of WHQR at 254 North Front Street up on the third floor. And let's talk about some of the works. Now, what do you look for, both of you, in regard to inspiration for your pieces?
I find inspiration everywhere, anything from looking at a landscape, walking around, talking to people, being immersed in a party. Anything and everything can inspire me. Music is a big inspiration for my work as well. So,
how does music work for you?
Well, I think that music is so powerful in the way that if you're having a bad day and you put on your favorite song, it'll lift your spirits. When I create, it helps me stay focused. I'll normally listen to music, as I'm painting a mural or creating my pieces, and it kind of keeps me driven to create longer hours and not to stop.
An embarrassing question, perhaps. Do you listen to WHQR while you're working?
Of course.
Well.
But of course.
So it wasn't
embarrassing
at all. Cameron, where does your muse come from?
Oh, well, mine comes a lot from literature and, the music as well. I mean, I think the creative process, but most of anything, is it's just the art of drawing in the sketchbook. I start sketching, and that kind of leads, that opens doors. Mistakes happen,
right?
And just gets me kind of like delving into it more and more until something strikes my fancy. Then I want to put it on canvas. I want to take it a step further. Then,
okay, so music is the common denominator between you, but
it's huge.
No two artists respond to the same stimuli.
But yeah,
yesterday we were playing music of Michael Torkey, who is a friend of mine, and Michael is a synesthete who actually hears music. He sees music in color as he's listening and also as he is composing, and that's about as close between the visual arts and the musical arts as you can get. Cameron, what's the meaning of some of your pieces? Tell us about some of them.
Well, the current series that I've been working in for and touring with for a couple years is titled A World of the Creative, and essentially the idea for the series was created whenever I was noticing more and more schools were cutting funding for art and music and all that kind of stuff. So I wanted to preserve and celebrate the life of the creative soul and put it all on canvas so that it can be celebrated and preserved for everyone to see, and just to realize how important it is, because I think that children need to have a positive creative outlet, and I think it can do so much for somebody's life. And if they don't have the option of taking a course or knowing that they're good at it, then it may not be something that they delve into later in life.
Wonderful comment. Would you recommend the show for kids?
Absolutely. It's absolutely kid-friendly. We encourage you to bring your families. We've both actually written and illustrated children's books, so they're going to be here. The kids can sit and flip through them. So, yeah, bring the whole family.
Right. Would you like to give a little plug to the children's book?
Well, my series is titled Meet Panda, and the second one is Panda's First Christmas. It's about my rescue dog. So,
oh,
yeah. She's a cutie.
And Mark, you too?
Mine's named The Pirate Princess. This is actually a book that was published back in 2005, and I did a series of illustrations for, and some of the originals will be on display for sale as well, and a copy of the book will be there to flip through. I couldn't get a ton of copies to put out, but, you know,
we'll have them for sale.
Mine will be for sale.
Yours will be for sale,
yes.
Mark, maybe, huh?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, terrific. Did you know that one of the most prominent illustrators of children's books is a woman named Pat Marriott?
Mm-hmm. Nice.
How about that?
Yeah.
No relation. Hey, Mark, tell us about your creative process. You talked about your inspiration from music and whatnot.
I do a lot of commercial work as well, so I work with art directors and everything. A lot of times it'll start with a story, and I have to go through the story, and I pick pieces of that might interest, I think, would grab the reader. I come up with sketches. They go to the art director. Yay, nay. I have to make some revisions. And then after we both settle on an image that we feel will really grab the reader, I go to final art.
Okay. Would you like to add something to that, Cameron, your creative process and how it works?
My creative process, I don't generally draw before I create. I go straight to canvas with the paint.
Do you?
Yeah, I love it. And I've been working a lot with flat color layering, working about getting vibrancy, what colors on top of what colors will make it a lot more vibrant. I learned recently that Dr. Seuss actually has the same paint application, which was really interesting because I think he's awesome. But I generally look. I take a blank canvas, I look at it, and I'll see something.
Okay.
And then I go.
Now both of you are so committed to your art. Obviously, you're so excited. Mark, what directions has art taken you in your life?
Oh, it's taken me in so
what
many
would you
directions.
Do without it?
You know, I think it all started with comic books, and then goes again, like every. And then it went into children's books, and I've done so much newspaper work, so it's all over the place. And I think the thing a lot of artists is that you're always looking for something new, and you might be working in pen and ink one day, and the next day you'll see a monoprint and say, hey, I want to try that.
Yeah.
The next day you'll see an oil, I want to try that, and that's really the beauty in my art that I go for.
Obviously, neither one of you is in a stuck place at this very moment. That's wonderful. If you've just tuned in, I'm chatting with Cameron Batanides and Mark Weber, who are a couple of the three artists who are currently on display at the MC Erna Gallery at WHQR. The title of the show is Dreaming in Color, and I've had a chance to walk around and look at some of these pieces, and I think it's a great description of the show. Very colorful, very kid-friendly, and open between now and the 20th of September. We invite everyone listening to come to the official opening show, which happens on Friday, a couple of days from today, from 6 to 9 p.m. up on the third floor at WHQR 254 North Front Street. Mark, what other creative disciplines have entered into your art?
Well, I'm a musician as well.
Oh, are you?
So,
okay. I missed that.
Yeah, and I actually had the opportunity to do a series of portraits for the Playboy Jazz Festival. Over 7 years, I contributed to them.
Wow.
So that got me a chance to really, get to talk to other musicians.
Yeah.
And, things like that. And, that music is huge. Music is really huge.
Right, and it brings influences in. Meeting these people brings influences into your art you wouldn't have had otherwise. Terrific. Cameron. And let's think about the technical world around us. We're surrounded by, here in the control room, we're surrounded by screens and microphones and CD players and whatnot. What place does traditional painting have in a tech-heavy world?
I think that it gets lost a lot. I think part of the reason my children's books that I illustrated, I did them all in colored pencil. And I did that on purpose because I do feel as though everything has gone digital, and I think that it's really important to do the hands-on, to feel the medium, to be able to touch the charcoal or get the paint on your hands and just be completely immersed in it. Not that there's anything wrong with the technical side of it, but I do feel as though things have shifted heavily to technology and painting is getting lost.
Brilliant. Mark, you want to add to that?
I think you always need someone to draw. Even, everything's tech heavy and everything, but the bottom line is you have to have that line work. You have to be able to capture the emotions. And I think when you take a look at a digital printout and you take a look at a real painting or illustration, you're going to see right away that the original artwork's just going to jump right out at you.
It's instant and it's immediate and it's huge.
It really is.
Those who come and enjoy the fine arts here at WHQR get into that in spades. It's a wonderful show that we've got upstairs at WHQR right now called Dreaming in Color. I have been chatting with Cameron Botanides and Mark Weber, who are a couple of the artists. We invite you to come to the gallery show at 6 o'clock from 6 to 9 on Friday evening and anytime during normal working hours between now and the 20th of September.